The Private Enterprises Foundation, PEF, has been transformed into a federation. PEF, now known as the Private Enterprise Federation, has been rebranded to meet the needs of the private sector for effective contribution to economic growth, as well as strengthening its advocacy role. At a media launch, its CEO, Nana Sebunsu, said the federation's new vision is to influence government's policy towards the private sector. Georgette Cole has the rest of the story.
The Private Enterprise Federation, PEF, is a non-profit, non-political autonomous institution and a limited company by guarantees under the Companies Code of Ghana. Its membership is open to all private businesses and trade associations from both formal and informal sectors of the economy. Mr. Bonsu stated that the federation has gained national prominence as the lead private sector advocate by participating in key national policy planning and formulation committee.
All this strategies adopted, the first and foremost is to change our systems from yesterday of the foundation, which actually sometimes create a connotation of a philanthropic organization, to today's private enterprise federation, which establishes a conglomerate of association of business groupings. The new federation is expanding its membership. It started with four members for so many years, joined later by two. But anticipating the effectiveness of consensus building and leadership, four new members decided to join because there's strength in unity.
In a speech read for him, the Minister of Trade and Industry, Harry Naidoo, said the country implemented public sector-led economic development strategies where government directly control most business activities. He said government will continue to throw its weight behind the private sector to assist in the development of the nation through job creation.
The Private Enterprise Foundation can play a meaningful role as a body without direct sector interest, but with the requisite capacity for identifying issues of a cross-cutting nature and which are conventions in nature in order to fight and achieve synergy and the overall private sector profitability. I am aware of the countries that have strong apex private sector organizations that work to support their government by promoting competitiveness and productivity and undertaking important service and industrial and research on industrial trends, economic forecast and financial service forecast in order to foster development of the country. Entrepreneurs require knowledge to update themselves about production trends, technology, market, financing and skills development, international benchmarks, competitiveness among others, in order to be able to remain globally competitive.
The Minister of Trade and Industry, Haruna Idrisu, therefore called for a collective effort of the private sector to firmly secure the economy of the nation.
Georgette Cole reporting.